Funerals are underway for three of the 11 people killed in the Tree of Life Synagogue. President Trump is traveling to Pittsburgh despite a call from the mayor to wait till after all the services. And thoughts and prayers are also heading to the city from the Louisville, Kentucky Urban League, which released a statement, "Even as we mourn Maurice Stallard and Vicki Lee Jones, murdered by a racist shooter at a supermarket, we stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh." Stallard and Jones, both African-American, were killed last week at a Kroger's in Jeffersontown, Kentucky, by a white gunman who reportedly told a white bystander, "Oh, I won't shoot you. Whites don't kill whites." The story was overshadowed by last week's pipe bomb mailer, and also overlooked was that before the shooting, the gunman tried to enter the First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown, black parishioners inside, but the doors were locked. Louisville's white police chief, Sam Rogers, spoke to the congregation on Sunday.
"This tragic incident appears to be racist in nature. It's the elephant in the room that some don't want to acknowledge in this case, and that doesn't get acknowledged many times in other similar tragedies that have occurred elsewhere."
Sadiqua Reynolds is president and CEO of the Louisville Urban League. That was her statement I read a few seconds ago. And Sadiqua, you know, so we could have seen a synagogue shooting and a church shooting within a week. When you heard this, your thoughts?
I thought about Charlottesville and what we'd felt across the country. I worried about our safety in Louisville and the burden of being black or being identified as something, someone that deserves to be hunted down and murdered because of hate.
Yeah.
And it is devastating. Louisville is a big city, but it's still small enough. There's just one degree of separation. And to hear the chilling comments that the killer made, you know, whites don't kill whites. To think that you have a man who's taking his grandson to the store for poster board for a school project, and then Vicki trying to go get food for her mother. I mean, it's not the kind of thing that you expect to happen anywhere, yeah, really. But then the truth is that there's so much hate being stirred in our country that I guess none of us can ever really be caught off guard. But it just does feel so painful, and it does feel like an act of terrorism, this idea that we would be pushed into so much fear that you don't want to leave your home, that you can't feel safe at a grocery store, that you hesitate to check your mail. You know, for black Americans, we have to push not only through the fear to find our courage, but then also this need to stand up and say, what about us? What about lowering the flags when we are killed? You know, I mean, at some point you say there's this level of respectability politics where, you know, is the person, are they worthy of flag lowering? And that's ridiculous. Even when you have a Vicki Jones and a Maurice Stallard, it's not until you have the synagogue shootings that the White House lowers the flags. And so it forces this conversation of really show me that black life matters in America.
Yeah. Well, in addition to lowering the flags, I know there's a lot of criticism and conversation there in Louisville about the fact that this wasn't called an act of terrorism, the Kroger shooting, for quite some time. It's being investigated as a potential hate crime. And then there's what we're finding out about the gunman. He was once married to a black woman who got an emergency protective order against him in 2001. A judge barred him from having or buying guns for 3 years. Then in 2009, there was another domestic violence incident involving his parents. Again, he had to surrender his guns. In the court, he has identified himself as having schizoaffective disorder. A lot of questions about how he could possibly have gotten guns. Just, I do, though, want to spend just a second on the victims. You mentioned Maurice Stallard, who was with his grandson. Vicki Jones was the caregiver for her mother, who had dementia. Her brother died of an illness.
Just 2 weeks before.
Yeah. And now someone has to tell this mother both her children are gone.
Well, they did it. The family had made a decision not to tell her when the brother passed because she does have dementia and she is sort of in and out. And then when 2 weeks later, Vicki was murdered, they knew that they had to tell her. And so in one day, they had to go tell this mother that both of her children were dead. And Vicki was taking food to her mom, and even I think it's specifically it was cabbage. And they said, of course, when they got to her car after she'd been killed, that the food was still in there. Mm. I mean, she was the person going over and checking on her mother and taking care of her. Vicky herself, she had three children. I actually went to college with one of her sons and her nephew I knew. Vicky sang in the choir. She was a breast cancer survivor. So it has been devastating for both families. It is numbing, and the city is mourning. And I think what Vicky and Maurice would both want is for us to make sure that we push forward also with trying to fix some things that have been broken for a long time, not just in Louisville, but in our country.
So Louisville, one of two American cities, mourning today. Sadiqua Reynolds, president and CEO of the Louisville Urban League, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you.